Members of a University of Alaska Fairbanks union organizing committee will meet tonight with members of the targeted UA staff group to talk about changes in the university's health insurance coverage that takes effect July 1st. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Organizers for the Alaska State Employees Association Local 52 say they'll make the case in tonight's meeting on the UAF campus that university staff didn't have any say in the first round of health care cutbacks. Those include higher monthly premiums and higher copays that administrators mandated earlier this year to help deal with the university's rising health care costs. UAF Organizing Committee member Ginny Redmond says organizers will emphasize that the union can minimize the impact of the next round of health insurance cuts scheduled for next year.
I think as they come into effect at the start of the fiscal year, it will be a reminder to staff that, we didn't have a lot of input in this process, and maybe with some more dialogue and discussion, we would have more of an ability to influence the outcome of types of decisions that affect staff.
Local 52 began organizing in March to get 300 staffers at UAF to fill out cards stating their interest in forming a union, along with a total of 800 cards from university staff at campuses statewide in order to hold an election to decide whether staff should become part of the local. Union officials had hoped to gather enough signatures to hold an election this month, but ASEA organizer Bill Johnson says the union hasn't gotten enough cards yet. Johnson says the local hopes a statewide effort, with organizing committees now active at UA campuses in Anchorage, Mat-Su, and Kenai, will enable a union organizing election to be held in the fall. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.